Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Miscommunication. You are here with Claudia and possibly Kelly. I'm not really 100% sure, but we're going to... Yay! I was planning how to start this out all by myself, and I was struggling. But I was going to make it work. I was totally going to make it work. But I'm so glad I don't have to. So you are here with Claudia and Kelly. Yay! We are... super excited to be here after a week off last week. Kelly has started her new job, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about our slightly renewed faith in humanity based on GoFundMe. I'm going to tell you how I almost maybe tried to kill myself today, but totally on accident. And we're definitely going to talk about how to get away with murder because we haven't talked about it yet since the season started. So Kelly is dropping a bunch of things or juggling.
It's very possible that
bowling
like
pin, possibly.
So actually, a little less complicated than
you are in a tunnel because I can't hear you. I can hear every third word. No, you're a little bit less in a tunnel now.
Is this better?
Yes. I think you're out of the tunnel.
Okay.
So how are you today?
I'm tired a little bit for that session here just a minute ago, and I'm excited to do wonderful, fantastic.
You are definitely back in the tunnel.
Oh, geez. Let me call you back.
So while Kelly gets out of the tunnel, which I'm sure will be super fun and exciting, I'm going to do a soliloquy. And I'm not really sure what I'm going to do a soliloquy on, other than how difficult it actually is to say soliloquy. That is not an easy word to say. So I'm not going to say it anymore. But what I will say is that I'm super excited because I am back in Breckenridge after being away for a week, and I got a little bit of snow yesterday, and I'm hoping for some more snow this evening so I can hit the mountain later this week. I know that on the East Coast, the temperatures are in the 70s this week. Kelly, are the temperatures in the 70s for you this week in Kentucky?
They are. And it's fantastic if you feel good enough about yourself to wear short sleeve stuff. Me, on the other hand, it's still kind of great, but I just wear light sweaters over whatever my short sleeve things are. But yeah, the weather here today was gorgeous.
Nice. So I guess some people were talking about the I almost said hedgehog. What's the thing that, like, sees a shadow or doesn't in February?
Groundhog?
Not a hedgehog. Groundhog. Yeah, I was like, I know it's not a hedgehog. So I guess whatever he did this year indicated that spring would come on time, I'm guessing, and it appears that right now that is the case. So, yeah. But
I'm all for
I don't know.
It. I'm all for it. When I have an air conditioner that works in my car, I'm all for spring coming on time.
Oh, that's the worst, though, when you don't. I have experienced that in a prior vehicle that I owned that was a little bit of an older car, but I loved it. But then the air conditioning died, and I didn't love it as much because it's pretty darn miserable. So.
Yeah. The... When you have a black car and the air conditioner does not want to cooperate or whatever. So like today, at just a 70 degrees, I go to my car for lunch, and it is 9,000 degrees in my car. So it's,
of course,
it's actually because it was my stupid black car. But I am in talks with a few people to, you know, talk about getting that situation resolved a little bit. So hopefully.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well.
Nice. So how was your job? It was good. It was long. It felt like more than a week. It felt like I was gone for like 3 weeks, because that is the approximate number of hours of work that I put in during that week. But it was a good trip, and I will say that one of the highlights of the trip, and most people probably wouldn't think this is a highlight, but we had to drive like 9 hours to Louisiana from Atlanta, you know, back and forth. And my coworker and I had quite a lot of work to do during that trip. And we were planning on like switching off who was going to drive, so that like, you know, I could work for a little bit while she was driving, and vice versa. Well, at the last minute, we found out that a third person was joining us on this this magic carpet ride to Louisiana. And so we nominated person number three to drive. And so we took a Suburban, which is huge. And so we laid the seats down on the second row. We sat in the third row, and it became like our little office, because we had a wireless hotspot rolling inside the vehicle and our laptops going, because there are outlets in the Suburban, and it was pretty fantastic. So most people would not think that being able to work on a 9-hour drive would be so fantastic, but in that particular situation, it was amazing. So
yeah, I saw those pictures on Facebook, and I was like, I can't really tell where you are. I could not tell that you were in a Suburban. So, to you for your ridiculously fantastic work ethic. That's freaking fantastic, man.
It was. And having a driver, that's pretty awesome, I have to say. I mean, I don't want to say she was our driver, but she was our driver. And she accepted that responsibility, and she did a fantastic job at it. Her name is Devi. Devi, you rocked that drive to and fro Louisiana. It was nice. It was nice. But speaking of work and being nice, how's your new job?
Yeah, it's freaking fantastic. I cannot tell you how fantastic it is. But I mean, it's amazing to finally be in a job that's, you know, it's not just some, you know, like some dumb job that anybody can do. You know, like, I'm actually putting my college tuition to use, and like,
fantastic.
It feels amazing. I actually haven't been able to do, of course, it's my, what, I've been there for a total of 6 days now. I mean, you know, so I haven't gotten to, you know, get in and, you know, figure out who my families are going to be, and, you know, caseloads and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I've been able to observe some stuff and go on home visits with people and, you know, kind of try to figure out the way things shake out. So it's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to, you know, to being able to get in and get started. Because, you know, I'm going to be like a real active contributing member real adult society instead of just the, you know, whatever kind of society I was a contributing member of before. So,
well,
I'm way pumped.
You were at least a contributing member of society. I mean, like, let's start there, because there are a lot of people that aren't. So, despite the fact that, you know, it wasn't the most fantastic situation, at least you had a situation. So, yeah. Yeah.
I did. I had a pain situation, and it was a pain in my butt. You like that.
But it's gone now.
That play on words. I know. Amen. Amen. I can't tell you how crazy excited I am, because I was talking to my supervisor earlier today, and I was like, you know, she was talking about like her sister and how they, you know, how their family functions or whatever, and I was like, yeah, you know, like my brother is, you know, apparently the best thing since sliced bread. You know, but it's now, you know, like, hey, I'm 35 and not married, and but now I'm a very productive member of society. So
yeah,
at least I don't say I'm 35 with a crappy job and no husband. Now I'm just 35 with no husband and a great job. So
exactly,
hey, it all depends.
Now
on
you're
how
a career
you
woman.
Is, I guess.
You're a career woman.
Yeah.
Now.
It yeah, really. I mean, like, it's really crazy. It's really crazy. Like how good I feel about it. Crazy excited. I mean, like, you can't tell that I'm crazy excited right now, because I'm also crazy exhausted, because my new job is an hour and a half away from my house. So to get there at 8, I have to leave and deal with, you know, a real city traffic flow in the morning. I have to get up at 4:30 to leave the house by 6.
That is early.
It is very early. It's very worth it, because, you know, I'm totally fine. You know, like, we'll podcast for, what, another hour or so, and then I'll go to bed. It'll be
like
great.
It.
I'll be okay
I
with
like
that.
It.
Just saying.
I have been in the same boat, not the getting up at 4:30 part, but the last several days I have gone to bed very early. I know people say you can't make up sleep. I think those people are stupid. I feel like you can make up sleep, and I'm still working on making it up from the last couple weeks, so... yeah, I'm gonna keep working on that. But I do want to tell you, I have a funny story, and I was gonna start telling it when you had to call back in, but I wanted to make sure that you heard the whole thing, because it's just that ridiculous. And so instead, while you were calling in, I said the word soliloquy like 5 times, because that's a very difficult word to say. But yeah, so anyway. So today, let me back up. A couple weeks ago, I ordered some Really Raw Honey. That's the name of it, Really Raw Honey. And so it's raw honey, which is supposed to be really good for you. But in addition to that, the really part is that it also contains bee pollen, propolis, I don't even know really what that is, but it's something bee-related, and honeycomb. So all these things are mixed in with the honey, and that's what makes it really raw. So super excited about it, bought it. It arrived, I don't know when, a while ago. And today I decided I was going to have some of my really raw honey scooped into my really bland Greek yogurt. And so I mixed up this concoction, and of course I got to get a big scoop of the really raw honey, because it going to be really delicious. And so I eat it, and it was delicious, as a matter of fact. And then my chest started to hurt a little bit. And suddenly I had this realization that, well, I'm allergic to bee stings. And
oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, so I'm like, I mean, and I eat honey all the time, but, like, I eat regular honey. You know, I eat processed, like, ridiculous honey.
Yeah, it's been pasteurized. They've taken the bee pollen out.
Right, and this is, you know, really raw honey with all this stuff in it. So I begin to think that I have possibly just attempted suicide inadvertently. So what's the first thing I do? Of course, I Google it. Can people that are allergic to bee stings eat raw honey? Well, as you and I have discussed in the past, don't Google stuff when you think you are dying, because the internet will only confirm that suspicion.
Yeah.
So then I came to my senses and I texted my mom, who was a nurse, and I tried to remain calm, you know, as I texted my mom. And I said, I'm going to read it.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, like, I've had some interaction with your mom, and I love her, by the way. I love her.
She's fantastic.
She is fantastic. But, you know, as soon as you say something like, you know, if I eat raw honey, am I going to die? She's going to immediately be like, oh, my God, do I need to come to Denver?
Right. That was my fear, you know. So despite the fact that I have now, you know, confirmed on Google that I'm going to die most likely, I try to remain calm. So I text, bee allergy question, ... And luckily my mom always has her phone nearby, so I knew it wouldn't take long to get a response, and she says, sure. So I say, I just ate some really raw honey that contains pollen, propolis, and honeycomb. Did I just kill myself? She responds, no. It's the sting venom that you are allergic to. So she remained calm, and I was super proud of that.
Proud of your mom.
That, right, that in the face of me thinking I had killed myself, she remained very calm. She did not say I was an idiot or, holy crap, run to the emergency room. She did not act like Google, I mean, I guess is what I'm trying to say, because, like, Google pretty much had me convinced that, yes, I was, in fact, going to die.
I mean, like, death is imminent, like, in the next 20 minutes.
Right.
You're going down
exactly.
The people.
And yeah, and so I'm thinking, like, as I try to prepare for this, so, like, and these are the thoughts that, like, I seriously have, and I don't know if this makes me just, like, a good citizen or stupid, but, so, like, the first thing I think of is, well, I mean, can I just drive myself to the hospital, or do I need to call an ambulance? Because, like, that's a lot to get an ambulance out here. Like, it's not that far. I could just drive myself. Like, these are literally the thoughts going through my head as I'm thinking I'm going to die. So, again, I don't know if that makes me, like, just a super considerate person that I don't want to put out, you know, EMS, or just really dumb that I'm more concerned about putting out EMS than I am getting to the hospital in a timely manner so that I don't die. I don't know. But I thought about, like,
I think it makes you
a
good combination of both.
Right? Like pretty considerate, but kind of dumb, I guess. Like, did I ever tell you about the time that, and this has happened to me several times where I've been in a hotel and the fire alarm went off. But did I ever tell you about, like, the 3 a.m. fire alarm I experienced?
No, I don't think so.
So 3 a.m., 2:30, whatever, middle of the night, like, dead asleep, fire alarm goes off. So, you know, I get out of bed and I put, you know, some sweatpants on, whatever I put on, and then I started to walk out, and then I was like, no, wait, I mean, I need to take my backpack, like, because if there's really a fire, I'd like to have my laptop and stuff and, like, my purse. So then I'm standing there with my backpack, and I'm contemplating this whole thing. And I'm like, well, I mean, what should I put in here? Because if there's really a fire, like, I really want to have clothes. And, I mean, I guess I'd like to have, you know, my wallet. And, oh, I need my cell phone charger. Like, this is all happening.
Yeah.
And in the middle of all this.
When you're standing outside as you're watching the hotel burn down, you're going to be able to plug in your phone to what?
Well, I know. And then the other thing, and this thought actually went through my head as all these other thoughts are going through, I thought, isn't it going to be a bitch if I die in the fire because I have stood here for multiple minutes contemplating what I need to pack in my backpack to exit the hotel? Like, I actually had that thought. So,
that's potentially one of the best things I've ever heard. I love that you thought that.
I really did. Like, and I kind of think I even giggled like out loud. Like, how funny is it going to be if I die in this blaze that wasn't even a blaze as it turned out? But you know, if I die in this blaze because I have spent what could have been life-saving minutes deciding what to take with me to exit the hotel. So
now that's where I think we have, I guess, kind of a common story. Not common because it actually hasn't happened. You know, like, thank goodness. But last week we had a new employee training. You know, we have with my fantastic new job, we have a couple of days of new employee training for, you know, just like pretty much everybody. And then I'll have what they call an academy that starts next week where I get to go and, you know, learn all the great things about being a state employee in the office that I will be working in. Yes, we won't divulge all that information. It's just freaking fantastic is what it is. Anyway, so there, you know, we watch videos about what we're supposed to do, you know, in case there's ever an active shooter in the building. And I'm like, if there's ever an active shooter, like, you're going to have to find a pretty strong man. There's one man that works in, he's on my team. And, you know, I'm assuming that he's a strong man. I'll just assume. But you're going to have to find one because he's going to have to pick my ass up and carry me out because I'm going to pass out. Like, I will freak out so much that I will be unconscious. Like, you say the word active shooter, I'm either hiding under my desk. Either way, I'm hitting the floor because I will either hide under my desk or pass the frick out. So I don't know, but, you know, they're in this video, which is, you know, of course not meant to be entertaining, but it's still somewhat slightly entertaining nonetheless. You know, they try to tell you, you know, don't be the person who feels like they need to grab their cell phone and their purse before they run out of the building. And I'm like, but I would mean nothing. I mean, like, I always have my phone. So I was like, but what happens if I, you know, like, I'll need to call my mom. I don't know my mom's number without having my own cell phone. Right. I don't know my number without, you know, without having my phone. So what am
How
I
are
supposed
you
going to
let me know?
Exactly. How am I going to let you know that you don't need to worry about the, you know, the shooter that was at the state government offices in Kentucky? Because I'm okay. I'm okay.
Exactly. Yes. I'm right there with you. Like, be that person that grabs your phone and your purse because everybody else is not going to have theirs and you're going to be the one, like, letting everybody know that you're okay. Like, your people are not going to have to worry about you because you have your cell phone. So I wholeheartedly agree with that decision. I think that certainly the right thing to do. I've had the same thoughts. And this is really stupid, but, you know, in case of emergency on an airplane, like, I'd have to take some of my stuff with me, which is ridiculous because, like, we're going to be, like, sliding down the slides, like, onto a raft in the water or something crazy, and I'm going to be like, wait, I got to get my backpack. Hang on. Hold everything. Got to get my bag. Got to have my stuff. So I get it. Get it. 100%.
I'm just saying. And I probably, I mean, like, as much as I, you know, look at, like, Twitter or, you know, and using other apps to do stuff, like, as much as I use my phone anyway, I'm sure it's not going to be so far from me that I have to, like, dig through anything before I either run out of the building or dive under
the
my
desk. The strong guy drags you out.
Yeah.
I get it. It's not like life-saving seconds will be lost by you grabbing your phone, because it's going to be right there. It's going to be right there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... My initial thought process is, dear God, if there's an active shooter, like, I would freak out. You know, I freak out and I cry watching stories about them on the news. So, you know, like, yeah, I would probably freak out. But in the moment, I would like to think that that I might have some sort of sense about myself. That's what I'm hoping for. Now, the bigger thing I'm hoping for is that, you know, just got your text. But yeah, I mean, like, my hope is there's never an active shooter in my building, because, you know, who wants one of those? Anyway, yeah. So let's talk about something more pleasant. Can we talk really just like super quickly about basketball? Just really quick. I watched the Duke game on Saturday. Did you watch it? Or were you traveling?
I was recovering on Saturday.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're my best friend, and I say this in love. Like, they...
Do you?
I do. But... In the spirit of being a true Kentucky fan, there was nothing that made me happier than seeing poor whatever Plumlee is there right now have his senior day spoiled. I don't even know which one he is. Which one is that that's still playing there?
Shit, Marvin, Mason, I don't know.
No,
I think
Marshall.
He's already been through.
I think it's Marshall. I think Miles and whatever. The adorable blonde one is gone, and that's all I know, because now you have an ugly baby one, and I don't like him, and I don't think he's very good. So when his senior day got completely soiled by North Carolina, sort of made my day. I wanted to text you and be like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry that just happened, but I'm kind of glad it did, because I don't like the blonde one.
Yeah, it is Marshall. Yeah.
And in the meantime, Kentucky just spanked LSU. And sorry, I had to take a bite of food. Ben Simmons, of course, is in the big story, and he plays for LSU. And, you know, he's the shit. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft. And, you know, he was supposed to make LSU, like, one of the best teams in the nation this year, which didn't happen because they've been pretty crabby. But they asked him after the game, because not only did Scal, who has been kind of a disappointment for Kentucky throughout pretty much the whole season, you know, outperform him on Saturday, they asked him about Tyler Ulis, who today was named the SEC Player of the Year and the Defensive Player of the Year, which is slightly amazing. But I'm just saying. But they asked about, you know, like, what, I guess, what he thought about him. And he said, you know, anytime you touch him, it's a foul. And I'm like, really? You think? Isn't that the concept? Like, if you touch somebody, it's a foul. It also came out right before
the
game.
Definition.
That he's not, I'm saying. And he also said that this Stephon Moody, who plays for Ole Miss, who I am infatuated with his hair, but that's pretty much all I'm infatuated with. And the size of his, the fact that his shorts come down to his ankles, which I think is somewhat entertaining. But Stephon Moody is a better point guard than Tyler Ulis. And then, of course, Tyler Ulis gets named Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. He'll leave Kentucky this year and go to the draft. And we are super happy for him. Love, love, love my team. They're fantastic. And they've gotten things together at the right time, which, of course, always makes me happy. When they're not going to, you know, like, go to the tournament and just completely suck. That's what I'm hoping for. I feel like Duke's playing well, and they'll make a pretty good run in the tournament as well. So March is going to be interesting because this year has been crazy, and so you know one of any 10 teams has a chance to win.
I know, and so, like with both of our teams, more so mine than yours, but with both of our teams, like. It really depends on what team shows up that day, you know, because, like, it's just been a crazy year for both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You're 100% right. Because, if the Scal that was playing throughout the whole, pretty much the whole season, except for, like, the first three or four games and then the past two, if that Scal shows up, and he forgets how to play basketball between now and the NCAA tournament,
right.
We could be in some trouble. I'm excited that because I'm also pretty dang excited that I work in a job that, I can keep up with scores and things like that, so I don't have to, hide my phone or, hide something on the computer to watch the games with.
Yes, you actually get to be an adult at your job.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
It's amazing concept. So here's something else that's amazing. We
did a show a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago. I don't know. It's been a while. But we extensively discussed GoFundMe. And the ridiculousness of several campaigns that we witnessed on GoFundMe. And we decided to test humanity, if you will, on a small scale, of course, by setting up our own GoFundMe. And I'm pleased to announce that our GoFundMe raised $0. And most people would think, like, oh, wow, I think you'd be sad that your GoFundMe raised $0. But that was really our goal, to raise $0. Because that would – we felt like that would restore a tiny sliver of our faith in humanity and the intelligence of people. So I did pull it down today. After triple checking that we raised $0. So I'm happy, Kelly, and I know you are as well, but I'm happy to announce that at least some people have sense as far as that goes and, GoFundMe, donating money, to strangers and whatnot. But, and I know we don't like to talk politics, but I have to. I have to.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what doesn't restore my faith in humanity, and that is people that vote for Hillary. I can't even understand it. Like, I try to be open-minded, and, like, do I hate Obama? Yes, I do. Do I think he's an idiot? Of course I do. Do I understand why people voted for him in 2008? Maybe a little. Not really, but okay. I'll give you a pass. 2012? No, I think you're a moron. But in general, you know, I try to be open-minded, and I try to say, like, oh, everybody has their own opinion, whatever, you know, we all think differently. But I honestly, like, 1,000,000,000% feel like I can't be friends with or have any respect for any human being that, like, puts a check mark by Hillary Clinton's name in the primaries.
Oh, my God. No, 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 absolutely not. And you want to know what makes my head explode? Guess who won Kentucky in the caucus on Saturday? Now, who won Kentucky? Donald frickin' Trump won Kentucky. If he becomes our president, like, this country is going to be a shit show. Pardon my language. But, you know, and of course he's getting crushed for it, but when Mitt Romney gave that speech last week, you know, he focused on, like, you know, these are his policy, you know, I guess, like, pitches or whatever, or ideas. If he follows through with said policy ideas, we'll lose jobs. We'll have no relations with other countries because nobody's going to want to deal with us if they know we have a freaking racist for a president. So we'll lose money, we'll lose jobs, people will laugh at us. It will be a huge freaking disaster. But there you go, Kentucky. You did this. You did this.
And should he win the nomination, as we have discussed, I have to cast my vote for him. Now, up until that point, Marco is my man.
I voted for him on Saturday. I don't know what to
do. Yeah. I know. I mean, short of moving to Australia, which we have discussed in the past.
We have.
I don't know that we ever came up with a reason why that wouldn't work. I feel like we didn't come up with a reason why that wouldn't work. So
yeah, no, I don't think there is one.
Yeah, so that's definitely going into the consideration bank. But yeah, Hillary, I can't. How can you be that stupid? Like, how can you, with a straight face, like, legitimately believe that that woman not only deserves to run our country, but deserves not to be in jail? Or a bunch of other places.
I'm sorry. In my usual, you know, like, scanning of Twitter, I did just see this tweet. Picking a president to vote for this term is like picking the STD that I'd be the most okay with having.
Yes. Yes.
The best way I've heard it. I've heard it put. And it's pretty crass and pretty, you know, just like blunt and terrible. But I mean,
true.
It's kind of true.
I mean, if we look at it that way, then I guess I see Hillary as like genital warts, because, like, they're really gross and they never go away and you can't really treat them and they're really gross.
Yeah, because I feel like she hasn't gone away since Bill was president, because she went from the White House to, like, New York State Senator, and I didn't even know they lived in New York, and then she was Secretary of State, and now she's, you know, not only always in the news for, dear God, potentially being our next president, but also because she should be in prison. That's why she should be on the news, is because they should be saying, hey, look, Hillary's going to jail because she leaked top secret information through her BlackBerry. Come on, people. Come on. It's not that difficult. I promise. It's really not. Pick a sensible candidate. I'm not. Bernie's crazy. he's just batshit crazy. But, I mean, you got all these Republican options. Like, just pick somebody else.
Pick somebody else.
Please. And
pick somebody else.
Anybody.
I
else.
Agree.
I don't care. Vote for Barney the Dinosaur. I don't care. But pick anybody
right.
else. What if there were enough votes that Barney the Dinosaur won the nomination? Woo!
I mean, I think he'd be a more respectable candidate. Honestly. Barney has never lied to
us. I think he and Baby Bop would do a damn fine job of running this country.
For sure. For sure.
You're the same.
So,
I'm just saying.
Yep. I agree. Well, I think we need to talk about the show that we haven't talked about yet since it came back, and it has been crazy. How to Get Away with Murder has been just ridiculous,
insane.
But in a fantastic way. In a fantastic way. And now, if you don't watch How to Get Away with Murder, you're crazy. But it's a show like you really have to pay attention to. You have to catch all these little subtleties that occur. Not as much this season, but especially in the first season. Like, you can't watch it and, like, scroll through Facebook simultaneously.
You can't catch it all the first time. A lot of, like, I found myself having to watch those episodes, like, twice and sometimes three times to make sure I catch everything that I'm looking for.
Absolutely. So, yeah, but it's a great show. Twists and turns are incredible. And I did think, now, are you caught up? Have you seen through last week?
I haven't watched last week's yet, but you can go ahead and talk about it if you have.
I have, and they showed when Wes's mom died, and I really thought somebody else had killed her for a moment there. But you will be excited to see.
Did she actually kill herself?
She did actually kill herself. However, there was somebody else there with her when she killed herself who witnessed
self
killing. Yes.
Oh, stop.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh.
Oh,
so, like,
more.
At the beginning of the episode, like, you think maybe Annalise killed her because, like, you just see Annalise, like, hightailing it out of there. And then later they show the whole, you know, scene as they do, and Annalise just happened to be present. But I guess what I'm really waiting to find out is what happened to her baby, Annalise's, because she's pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, maybe she loses the baby, and that's why she had to take Wes. Because isn't that ultimately what happened?
Well, like, it's kind of...
I mean, obviously,
cool
she didn't raise him.
Right, but she had some type, obviously, yeah, some type of hand in his upbringing, a lot due to, I think, guilt, because ultimately it was her fault that his mom killed herself because of the trial and Annalise pressuring the mom to testify and then having her arrested by immigration and having her lesbian ex-girlfriend go basically strong-arm the mom. This is all why she killed herself. And so Annalise feels extremely guilty about all of that, which I think is what brought us to where we are. But yeah, I'm like dying to find out what is the deal with her baby? Because I don't know.
Yeah,
I, really
I mean,
know.
I'm. Yeah, yeah, I really want to know, and I'm confused about that as well. Because, like, at first, I thought maybe it was like It was a ploy just to get close to Wes's mom and be able to talk to her. Because that first time when it showed her talking to her, she was all hobbling over there and sitting down and talking to her about kids and blah 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 and all that junk. And I was like, is that a real pregnancy,
right?
Or is that just like something she's, some kind of ploy she's using to get in with this woman and talk to her or whatever. But I mean, they went and had a sonogram, and I was like, well, I guess that means it's real. I don't know. I'm terribly confused.
Seems that way.
Or did she have? Oh my God! Did she have the kid and put it up for adoption, and maybe her kid actually is Wes? Have we even crossed that line and thought about that?
Well, he was 10 when she was pregnant.
Oh, that's right. I'm an idiot. Sorry.
So, no. Because I initially thought that. Before this stuff started, I thought maybe somehow he was her kid. But, super confused. Also wondering where the serial killer Philip is. Because he's floating around. And he is stalking them. And stalking them from up close, it appears. So,
send him all crazy emails and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And, and he asked for money on this most recent one, and they opted not to pay him to see what happened. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. But, he is a creepy McCreeperston, more or less. And that is my official professional diagnosis, creepy McCreeperston. He's creepy.
I 100% agree with that, with that diagnosis. I think it's completely accurate. If we're talking about creepy McCreeperston, we should also mention, I started watching this other show because it was on when Scandal was supposed to be on last week. And I don't know if you watched it. Did you watch The Family?
I haven't yet, but I am going to. So go ahead and talk.
Oh, my
about
gosh, do it.
Because it looks fantastic.
Do it. Yes, do it. Do it. I won't say anything about it, but you just need to do it. Because it's amazing and confusing, and you don't really know what's going on. But then you think you have things figured out, and then you're not even close to having things figured out. So it's
I like it.
It's freaking good. Freaking good.
Yeah, I was sad to see that Scandal wasn't on last week or the week, whenever it was. But, I've seen the previews for The Family, and I'm super excited to watch it. So now that it has your seal of approval, I will definitely be checking it out.
Yeah. Now, did you catch up on The Walking Dead?
I haven't. I'm horrible.
The past two episodes.
I want to give it my full attention. I want to be able to really concentrate. And
You can't really check Facebook and Twitter and look at it and watch it and whatever.
Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's the past two episodes. It's like they let everything build up, and then Rick and Michonne did their thing, and then it's like nothing's happened since then. So it's not, not super, terrible. And, it's not like the episode when we saw how Morgan decided to use the stick instead of kill people. That episode was ridiculous, and I hated it. but, I mean, it is, there's stuff in there that you have to pay attention to because, obviously, Negan has come into the picture. So you got to pay attention to some stuff, and we find out, actually do find out a pretty interesting bit of info on this last episode. So
Nice.
You need to watch it and get caught up, and then we can chat about it later. But,
I like it.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else, like what else exciting is going on. Is there anything else?
I mean, Bachelor Ben's getting ready to pick his lady. I don't know how excited we want to consider that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, have you watched any of The Bachelor? I watched the first episode just to see how crazy the women look when they get out of the, you know, when they get
they
out
of the
room.
They were crazy. I have been watching it, sadly. And I would say the best part of the whole season was that he told both final chicks that he's in love with them.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, bless his heart.
Don't you kind of by that point have to make a decision?
Well, you would think so. And he did this at the point when there were three of them, and it was the fantasy suite, you know, date time. And you know how it is, like, they all profess, you know, it's fantasy suite night, so they all profess their love. And normally, like, it is kind of awkward because normally the bachelor or bachelorette just, like, smiles and nods because they don't, you know, they're just like, you know, okay, cool. Not Ben. No, he smiled and nodded at the first girl. But then the next two, he promptly reciprocated their declaration of love, and so I'm pretty sure that's going to make for a super awkward finale when he has to dump one of them, because I mean, you got to be thinking, like, hey, he said he loves me, like, I got this is in the bag.
Yeah.
And so, like, I truly feel bad for whichever one he dumps, because, like, that's got to sting more than the typical stinging of, you know, getting cut there at the end. Yeah.
I don't get it.
So,
and then they're like, you know what I still am somewhat confused about was the last year there was all, or last episode, there was, a, not last episode, but last season, there was all that drama about, you know, like, oh, she had, I don't even know who the one, what her name was, Caitlin or whatever, she had sex with,
yeah,
whoever she had sex with before, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we all know they do that. Like, we
right.
all know they do that.
Right.
Like, why,
and people
why
like,
is it a surprise?
Yeah, and people, again, you know, on social media, people were, like, giving her death threats and calling her a whore and a slut and all this other stuff on social media and for doing, you know, for sleeping with this dude. Mind your business, people. Like, yes, I get she's on TV and whatever, but, yeah. If all you have to do is sit behind your computer and, like, try to shame people that you don't even know for doing things that you've probably done yourself. Go to therapy. Get a hug.
Exactly. I mean, like, you're probably sitting in your mom's basement. Like,
right.
Get out of mom's basement. Go out in the sunshine. You know, get a little bit more of a life than, you know, crushing people on social media. You know,
exactly.
Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just
super
crazy.
Super ridiculous. Yeah. So, but yeah. So I've been watching it. I'm now excited, honestly, to watch the finale, and this is horrible, but I'm excited to see, you know, what happens when he tells this one girl that last week he was madly in love with that, yeah, no, I'm picking the other girl. I'm pretty excited to see how that plays out.
Yeah. Now, I guess it's like Inside Edition on TV right now, and this kid that has cancer, and he just turned 15 or something, and like I don't know if his mom like asked for people to send cards, or if he asked for, you know, what he asked for exactly, but I mean, like, he got a football signed by the entire football Super Bowl winners.
Good for him.
Duke. Here's something good to say about Duke. Instead of like Marshall Plumlee is a big jerk and Grayson Allen trips people often. And just hold on. Oh, see, and that's just so. I'm sorry that I even brought that story up, because now I'm gonna cry, because it's the end of the story. It's like he got all this great stuff and then he died. Like,
oh God,
bless
oh,
his heart.
Great.
Yeah,
right.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Okay, but Duke sent him like jerseys and football stuff and basketball stuff, and so. Props to them. Props to Duke.
Yeah.
Good job.
I know that was hard for you to say.
It was. It was almost as difficult as the time I sent you that message after I watched the 30 for 30 on Christian Laettner, and I felt like I had to send you a text and say, hey, I don't actually think he's as terrible as I have since I was 12.
Yeah,
I've spent 2/3 of my life not appreciating him at all. But, I mean, here you go. You don't get much on that, but I don't hate him.
And that's, I mean, that's impressive. Just that. You
I'm
know,
saying.
I don't hate him. That's impressive. I feel like
it is.
I feel like that's a win.
I feel like everybody should be really impressed.
Yeah.
Except for Lee, because Lee doesn't.
Anybody
like him
that
either,
knows
so
you,
Lee's probably ashamed of me.
Probably. Yeah, he's probably.
Sorry, Lee.
Disowning you as we speak, but it's all good.
We're no longer.
It's all good.
It's sad.
You're growing as a person. You are adulting. It's all fantastic. So, willing to admit that your most hated sports foe isn't so bad after all. It's big, and I appreciate it.
It is. It took a lot of effort. Okay, I'm just kidding.
I know. Well, on that note, and on your big effort. We're out of time for the week, but next week, definitely got to pick a new band to review. Definitely going to talk about The Walking Dead. I promise I'll be caught up by then. And I'm sure we'll have some super stupid social media to discuss as well. So on that note, Kelly, I hope that you have a fantastical, amazing week. And I will talk with you, as well as our three listeners, next week.
Yeah, it's been great. We'll actually have like plans and stuff to talk about next week. We'll make it happen.
Exactly. Gonna make it happen next week.
For sure. All right, well, have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right.